So without further ado, let's give a nice, warm, new energy greeting to the Hoppies, Jeff and Linda.
Thank you, David. Thank you. Oh, I feel like I'm on the Tonight Show. Well, how are you doing today?
I'm peachy.
Peachy, great. How are you all doing?
Peachy,
peachy, great. Now, how are you really doing? Come on. Come on. You know, the energy this last month, it was a little rough, I think. I thought it was just me, but no, it's not about me anymore. It's about all of us. It really was. I don't know why there's been a lot of colds going around and flus and body aches. Garrett started it actually. Yeah. Oh. But have you been having body aches? Yeah. All this stuff going on, and I guess the good news is that. You know, we get through it and we get up to the next level and we're doing a lot better. But the bad news is just going through it. So anyway, it still sucks. Thank you. Yes. How do you really feel about it? The good news is that we're here today with the people here in Coal Creek Canyon. It is a beautiful day out. It doesn't get much better than this. About 65.
Beach in Kauai.
Well, not much better. There is some better, but not much. About 65 degrees, sunshine. Like David mentioned before, the aspens are beautiful. I mean, just incredible. Up here in the mountains, just a beautiful neon color. And anyway, life is good, and the good thing is we're together. People here in the room that are here today, plus everybody joining on the internet, we have somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 computers on the internet, and I know at a lot of the computers that there's multiple people, anywhere from a couple to, gosh, I got a letter from some really nice folks down in Columbia last month, and they all signed the email. There was 40 of them listening. So if you're listening today, hello, Columbia. Yeah.
We're going
to Columbia? Really?
Sure.
You didn't tell me about that.
Yeah, the month that we get the 90 inches of snow.
Right. and that does happen
and
out there.
I already told
you. We're on our way. Columbia, here we go. But anyway, glad to have you all here. Glad that I'm here. It's been a hectic couple of, there we go. Yeah.
You look like you're doing better.
I am. I'd like to, excuse me, get overwhelmed. Welcome our guest today. And our guest would be...
Okay, you want the locals first?
Well, sure, anybody.
Okay, in the audience we have some...
You don't have to go through a name, everyone.
No, that's your little slide, your Virgo slide said you were going to welcome all the internet people. Did you welcome all them? You just talked
no,
about...
No, I welcome the internet people, but I have one more group I'm going to mention, so I'd have to go forward. Hang on, here we go. There's a group in Norway today that's meeting. They're having a Chambra reunion. They sent in their picture. They're listening online right now. Let's say hello in Norwegian. That was good. Aloha.
Hi, Jan and friends.
Anyway,
Jan Johansson
and the group sent this in. Okay. So we hope you're enjoying today, and we're glad you're connecting with us.
Super.
Now I'll go back.
There we go.
Yes.
Okay. From out of town, we have Mary Stanhope. Mary here?
Hi,
Mary. Haven't we seen you before?
Yeah.
Never?
No.
Oh, the name's familiar.
Wow. Hi, Carla. You're from Wisconsin. That's why she looks familiar.
Oh.
Yes, originally from Eau Claire, Madison, those areas.
You're born with this thing that looks like cheese on your head, and other cheeseheads can see it.
And you're going to watch the game tomorrow, right? There's a bar down at the bottom. Rocky Flats. So it's a Packer bar around here, and they all sit around watching. 11 in the morning, drinking beer and eating brats. So, yeah. And where are you from?
Arizona.
Arizona, right. Okay, welcome.
I wonder what drove her to Arizona from Wisconsin.
It was the snow.
Annie Deegan is here from New Mexico again. Nice
Hi,
to see
Annie.
You, Annie.
How are you?
With her grandson, Damien. Nice to see you again, Damien.
Glad you're all here, and I always love the artwork you send in the mail.
Thank
Beautiful.
You. And then from New York, we have Edna and Shai Arbel. Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi. Nice to see you. Yeah. Glad you could make it.
Glad you're here. Yeah. Okay. Isn't it something? Nice mountains. It's nothing like New York City, is it? Beautiful. Have you been to Colorado before? Oh, okay. From Israel.
Right. Originally from Israel.
Okay. Yeah. And isn't it beautiful up here? Yeah. If you come back in April, you won't be able to see out the windows here. Snow everywhere. So welcome.
And then our friend that we get to see periodically, Kathleen Benshine from Fresno, is here to visit today.
Hi, Kathleen. We saw Kathleen 2 weeks ago in Lake Tahoe.
That's right.
Yes.
And then we have someone from far away that's from me, that has been here, but far away, but coming back and maybe living in the area again.
Is this a riddle?
Okay, sure. Guess. I knew who she was the minute I saw her.
Mary. No?
That was a good guess. Kathy Gitchell. Welcome, Kathy. Yes. Nice to see you again. Hi,
Kathy. Welcome back. Yes.
And unless somebody's playing tricks, that was the last one. Is there anybody else here that wasn't on our list from out of state? Any other guests?
Yeah.
Yes?
Back again. Oh, you've been here before,
yeah,
haven't you? Good to see you back.
Welcome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for being here. Anybody else that we missed?
Anybody brand new, never been to a channel before? Okay.
Ooh. Yeah. So raise your hand high.
Yeah. Okay. Did you get their pictures? So.
And then how many that have never been to a meeting, to a Crimson Circle monthly meeting before?
It would be the same people who never went to a
channel.
No,
it's not. There were different
hands. And then some. And then some.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Welcome.
I got my statistics.
Glad you're
right
here. This is our cozy monthly meeting. We started out here,
yeah,
moved down to town for a while to the Red Lion Hotel. As a matter of fact, I was in a sales meeting down there the last 3 days, and now I know why we moved back here. I mean, just, well, for one thing, the energy of those meetings, I mean, it's in the walls and in the floor, and I know those things aren't supposed to affect us, but they do. And then just sitting in that box, you know, for so many, for 3 days solid. Matter of fact, it was difficult going from doing these wonderful workshops. We recently went to Lake Tahoe and last week in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and just being with Chambra and being with Tobias, and it's just been awesome. And then to come back and do my regular consulting work, that's difficult to do.
You were pretty good for somebody that was feeling really crappy.
I was. It was, yes, I was. I think it's because we're here with the group. We're here in Coal Creek, Mountain Energy, and so it's wonderful. So anyway, we're going to move right along. We have a lot to cover today.
We always have a lot to cover.
Yeah, but today we have even more than a lot.
That's frightening.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, am I?
And by the way, I do want to thank us again, the Drankas, for playing. We always have music, but you know, it's, you know, we put it on a CD and it's just not the same. So it's really nice to have you guys back, and thank you for bringing your daughter.
They're actually really incredibly nice new energy people, and they actually contribute a lot to our local community here.
Yeah.
They have done a lot of really successful fundraisers for all kinds of causes and people in need, and so we know how special they really are because we get to enjoy them a lot.
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Okay. Last month, Tobias talked about, was it actually an interesting channel? I don't really know what he talked about. And by the way, I apologize.
Oh, wait. The best part of that whole channel had to be his prediction that the Pope, who is inclement and breaking down in every physical aspect that anybody could imagine, he predicted the man would die.
Karnak, you know, yes, the Pope is going. Yes,
boy, Tobias, that's getting on the risky side. Whoa! You go, boy! You go!
You know.
Hey, Marv, good prediction?
It wasn't a prediction. He was making a commentary.
Can we do Las Vegas bets on that?
He said, you know, she might be listening right now. You better be careful. She was not doing a prophecy. I mean, obviously you could say everybody's going to die sooner or later.
Well, thank God he didn't say that.
He was saying, his talk was about religion and about consciousness. And if you haven't read this since last time, it's because it's not on the website yet. We got back from out of town late Monday night, and Mindy had just emailed me the file, and then I was in this 3D muggle sales meeting all the rest of the week.
Poor baby.
I got home last night at 6 o'clock, and I had to do the slides. And what are you doing? So, anyway, It was an interesting channel. I read it last night for the first time.
Is there a song we can sing for Jeff to make him feel better?
Don't go there. Anyway, we titled it...
Kumbaya. They want kumbaya. To see Kumbaya for you.
All right. Do you guys know Kumbaya?
No.
Let's have it. I'm ready. Come on. That's probably going to be the song right before the channel, you know. Don't mess it up. Anyway, it was called Expanding the Understanding of Self or something like that. Because Tobias covered a lot of ground, and he started by saying...
Now I get to be serious.
Now you have to be serious.
Okay. With that, we bring in a special guest on this day. Indeed, it's the energy of your Pope John Paul II who comes here to visit. He is transitioning right now. He's moving away from the physical. He is indeed at this very moment on one of the last pilgrimages of his tenure. He's going to be leaving quite soon. He's old and feeble in the human body, but his spirit is as strong and as sharp as ever.
Now, I got a lot of nasty...
Dinner.
That must be the Pope. See? He probably just departed. Somebody have a radio?
Somebody open the door. You know that song?
Yes.
About 3 days ago, the headlines on Yahoo were Pope failing.
Yes. See? They read our channels. They probably do. Anyway, it's Linda. I knew it.
There's no way.
I could tell.
Girls don't make those songs.
We'll just proceed. Okay. I got a lot of nasty email after this channel. And it's like, I don't invite the guests in. I just translate the words. I'm just the messenger. Don't shoot at me if you don't like what Tobias says. Send him an email. But, you know, I have people writing saying, how could Tobias invite in the Antichrist right into our meeting? How could he invite... How could he invite the dark side? How, you know, and...
He can't even probably bathe himself anymore.
There is this long thing about the church and all the evils and all... Yeah, we all know about it. We were there, been there, done that. You know, the Jesuits and the... You know, I don't think the church did a real good job in taking over the world. So I wouldn't give them all that much credit. But where did he get a bunch of emails? I mean, it kind of hurt.
Oh, you stayed
covered? And I did. You know, and in this dialogue...
I am so sorry.
Go to the back of the room, yes. Get the whole thing to myself. Don't come back until you stop doing that. For those who are listening in online, we're getting some sort of interference here, some sort of flatulent electronic noise. We don't know what it is, but we think it's Linda now. We boiled it down. John Kaderka right now is fixing her. And anyway, so you know, in this all this dialogue online about how could Tobias bring in the Pope of all the evils, and yet he brought in the darkness before, but nothing like this. You know, and then they started saying, well, who do we want to see Tobias bring in as a guest? You know, it's one of those things, you know, you rub the lantern and genie comes out and says, you could have any wish. You know who they asked for? It wasn't even that good. It was... Elvis. What kind of group are we working with here? You know, come on, how about a Metatron, Melchizedek? He hasn't been here yet. How about, you know, some grand holy beings, you know, anything. I mean, how about a little divas or nature? And Elvis is in Kalamazoo, Michigan, working on cars anyway, so not available. Jeez, are you okay now? Can you come back up? Because we need to go on. I ran out of jokes on that one.
Right.
Got to go to the next slide. Okay, he went on to say...
Indeed.
Oh, I want to go back for a moment. Indeed. He brought Pope John Paul in because the discussion was about religion. He had told us earlier that he was going to talk about timely topics in this series. And he basically started with talking about religion, which, as you know, he's discussed before, got kind of interesting opinions about religion. But he said, if anything holds the consciousness of humanity, it's religion. And he's saying it's time for the religions to change. Pope John Paul II is an icon right now. And he was basically saying that John Paul is ready to go. And the church is holding on to him because they know when he leaves, it's going to signal big change. Which way the change goes, we don't know, and I don't think they know. But they're, in a sense, propping him up, saying that, you know, we don't want to let go because we know all hell's going to break loose once he does. So he went on to say,
indeed, we wanted to depart. He wanted to depart several years ago from this planet. He's taken on a very difficult responsibility. But you could say that the old energies of the church have kept him from going. They did not want to see him leave because they know what comes next. Great, great changes. Difficult changes in the church. But he is indeed ready to go on now. And it's time for this root church to change.
As you know, when he was referring to the root church, the Catholic Church, continued on from Yeshua's work. It's gone through a lot of interesting changes and iterations. And Tobias talked a couple of years ago about the old male energy of all the churches, most all the churches right now. And, of course, the Catholic Church is one of the older ones, one of the more predominant ones, one of the ones that affects our life. You know, from the Catholic Church came a lot of the Protestant religions and a lot of the other ones. So we all have a connection with that. I think we have past life connections with that. So this is important. Maybe the Catholic Church isn't the largest, but it's a root energy. So when change happens there, it's going to affect everything. He went on to say,
he comes into this meeting to see a group of humans who can boldly say, I am God also. He comes into this meeting not as a frail, unhealthy old man, but as a spirited angel, a spirited human who understands the need for change, who understands that the church itself is going through many difficulties and many changes. He has concerns as to how well the church will make it through these changes.
I was born and raised Catholic along with Linda and a lot of others, not you know, terribly strict or anything, never really got into it.
That's an understatement.
Yes, but anyway, and never had thoughts one way or the other about, a pope, no big deal. But, a lot of people think that Pope John Paul, you know, really represents the old energy. What I saw during the channel and what I felt during it was he really is playing both sides right now, trying to move into the new energy while still keeping the old energy portion of the church from just going into chaos and revolt and everything. So he's playing an interesting transition role for the church. As Tobias said, you know, he came into the meeting as a strong, vital spirit. You know, the body's ready to go, but the spirit is strong. And what I saw during the meeting also was that he was just delighted to be here, delighted to see a group of people who are really pioneers, who are taking consciousness to the next level. So it was a joy for him to be here. Next slide.
I still have my glow-in-the-dark rosary.
Go ahead.
I do. He's quite amazed at how such a
small...
Might want
to use it tonight. Go ahead.
He's quite amazed at how such a small group of humans can go so quickly through a very difficult and challenging process. We call that process the expanding understanding of self. The process you've been going through in this lifetime, but particularly these last few years, you are expanding the identity of yourself while still here on Earth. It's a difficult process. It's a challenging process. And sometimes it seems like it's a never-ending process. Duh.
Yeah, sometimes it seems never-ending. And he went on to talk in a lot of the rest of the portion of the channel about it's not a linear path. You know, we don't go through the changes and all of a sudden one day, boom, everything is fine. It's a constant evolution, a constant cycle. So it actually gave me a little bit of insight and a little comfort to know, you know, there's a reason for this. We're all going through this, in a sense, to blaze the trail, to help create the pathways into the new energy. But it's an evolving cycle. So he went on to explain, I think it was in four different steps.
Your journey goes in cycles. As you have learned, It is not, how to say, a straight path. It's a circular path. Each time you complete the circle, in a sense, you could say you come around again. But with a new understanding, an expanded understanding of your identity. I like that. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. So have you ever felt that sometimes maybe you're going backwards, you know, you go through this whole process and it's like, geez, I've been here before. I've gone through this. Why am I going through it again? Well, Tobias says it's like it's a spiral. But each time we gain more enlightenment and more understanding, and theoretically, each time it gets a little bit easier. So he defined these steps as...
The first step in expanding the consciousness of your identity was your awakening. Remember your awakening? Remember that knocking at the door? That unrelenting feeling that you had within that something wasn't right? That irritability at the deep, deep level that you went through? That feeling out of touch with yourself? Feeling that something was changing, but you didn't know what it was?
This whole awakening is interesting. As we get to talk to a lot of people traveling around, we hear a lot of stories of awakening. And it's interesting, generally, this group, Chambra and the Crimson Circle, we experienced that in the last, anywhere from 5 to maybe 12 years in that time frame. Some that are here or listening and experienced it quite a while before that. But for most everybody, it was there was a point of awakening. What Tobias is saying here, remember that before your awakening when you were, I don't know what you call just a normal human, before that, but there was something that came along with that nagging feeling, that knocking at the door, that an irritability that's, I know I'm supposed to be doing something, and anything could have prompted the awakening, reading a book, a lot of other things. I think Tobias talks about it in this next slide. Yeah.
The awakening comes, and it's beautiful in so many ways. It's exhilarating. It carries a new and fresh energy. There is a new hope, a whole new feeling. You look back on who you'd been before and couldn't even imagine that you'd been so shut down, so limited in your focus. In the awakening, you want to rush out and tell everyone of what you've experienced. You want to tell everyone about this new inner feeling that you have. You want to share with everyone your new dreams, your new energy levels.
That awakening is so personal and so beautiful, and as so many of you know, you want to run out there and tell everyone about it. All of a sudden, you have new awareness, a new insight. Everything just kind of opens up, but you know what it was like when you tried to explain it to anyone, including your spouse, and you're trying to explain something that's really is very difficult to define in words. Words seem so empty compared to what you went through. And then after a while, you just kind of give up. But you know in your heart that something happened in your life. There was that point of change, that point of turn, when everything kind of opened up. I would love it if somebody in the Crimson Circle someday would collect stories and write a book about it. You know, the different types of awakening, whether it was like a near-death experience that did it or... like I said, reading a book, going to a meeting, walking down the street, but, you know, something clicked and the awakening came. Then the new journey began.
That was a good voice.
Yeah. It was John's sound effects.
Now, in the second step of this expanding identity, now that you've gone through the awakening, now that you've gone through these glorious feelings, but also the difficult ones, now you go into processing. You became experts at processing. You went to healers and facilitators. You went to workshops and classes. You sat with groups. You couldn't get enough processing.
Do you think Tobias was trying to, like, joke with us a little bit here? But, you know, it would make sense. We go through awakening. Everything changes. We have new insights. We're trying to understand regular life, but with this whole new perspective. And then stuff starts coming up. Past life stuff, childhood stuff, you know, all the old issues start coming up. And we're trying to figure out, what am I doing here now? Everything in our life is changing. Nothing seems to make sense. So we go and do a lot of processing. And that's good. We visit with others of like mind. Some of us go seek outside professional help. Some of us just, like, talk to our spouses or friends. I think one of the things Tobias says, like, you know, over and over and over, you know. But the processing was an important part of the whole program, he went on to say.
the processing was important because you'd been awakened. Now it was time to get a better understanding. You needed to talk about past lives. You needed to talk about the difficulties in your childhood. You needed to get angry with spouses or parents. You needed to get angry with God. Yes, it's all right to get angry with God. You needed to cry. You needed to let some emotions out. You needed to let all of us out, all this out. The awakening opened it up.
Yeah, it really did. It opened up a lot of feelings. Now, normally you'd think a spiritual awakening would make you just feel so good and everything would be lovely and wonderful, but you opened everything up, the good and the bad. I'm sure there was a lot of beautiful and wonderful experiences, but also it brought up a lot of old stuff. And basically what Tobias is saying here is it was okay to get angry and upset. We try to hold our emotions back. We think, well, we're spiritual workers, so we should never get upset. We shouldn't let things affect us. But it's really quite the opposite. They affect us like never before. And he's saying it's even okay to get mad at God. God doesn't care. You know, God understands, you know, why we would be angry and cuss at him or her. It's okay to just let that out. So,
Jeff, was that at the time period in our life where you wore out this T-shirt that said on it, "My wife likes to talk things over and 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 over"?
Nothing to do with that. So we went from awakening to processing, and then Tobias talked about the fourth step.
The next step is the releasing. That's pretty much where we picked it up with you, Chambra. When we started with you 4 years and a month ago, you were at the step of releasing. Some are confused, many of you wanting to go back to the old step of processing. But we helped you keep a focus on moving forward. Releasing is a very important part of expanding of your identity. Releasing, this letting go, it is very difficult, as you know.
Difficult, as you know. What Tobias is saying here is that, you know, about that point in our lives where we've gone through a lot of the processing, that's kind of where Tobias and the Crimson Council came in. They picked us up at this point of releasing when we were, okay, enough of processing. It did some good, but we have to move on. So they kind of came in, Tobias's original messages. It was all about releasing, release and allow, release and allow, release and allow over and over. But it was about letting things go. And, of course, as you know, once you start to just let the stuff go, you know, everything does start to go. It's a wonderful feeling. It's very liberating. You feel very free. But other stuff that goes out of your life, maybe you didn't know if you were really ready to let go. So it's difficult. You learn you let go of everything. He went on to say,
there's a tendency to hang on to all of the past, but yet try to move forward, to try to come to new understandings and enlightenment while you're holding on to the past. We worked for several years with you about letting go of the old. While you were releasing, you lost jobs, you lost spouses, you lost a sense of identity of who you were, but you had to let it go. This was one of the most difficult and challenging phases that you went through. Very difficult, as you know. Another nice title.
Yeah. This is the kind of the analogy of the butterfly or the caterpillar and the butterfly in the cocoon. The caterpillar has to let go of everything it thought it was. It has to let go of all the perceptions, you know, but we're kind of like the caterpillar going into that, but we want to hang on to some of the stuff. We want to bring it into the cocoon with us. And, you know, it just doesn't work. You have to at least emotionally, psychologically let go of everything so that you can go through this whole new transformational process in the cocoon so that you can emerge as a new energy human angel.
The next stage in expanding the identity of self was allowing the integration of divine and human. That is where you are right now. There is still part of you that is not willing to accept that you are God also. You hear the words, but your heart blocks the feelings. You know it's time, but you don't think that you're worthy. You know that there is the Christ seed within you, but you don't feel you are pure enough to allow it into your life. So you hold back.
So he's saying that right now, that stage we're in is is to accept that you are God also. I know the words are easy to hear and are nice to hear, but does all the rest of us, all the rest of you, really accept that? Is it just a nice phrase? Is it something kind of keep us going? Or are you really starting to let yourself feel that you are God also? And Tobias said in this channel, I believe, that it's not about the things that you can do externally. Because you say, well, if I'm God also, how come I can't manifest $1 million? How come I can't be a perfect specimen of a human physical being? All the rest of these things. And he said, that's not about it. That's child's play. Those things come as a natural result of allowing your inner self, the human and the spirit, to make the connection. So you're working on the outer manifestations. Don't worry about that. That comes. But allow the human and the angel and the God to all meld within. And he was saying, you know, we're kind of holding back. We're really not allowing ourselves to believe it. We're saying, well, geez, maybe they're God also, but I'm not quite there yet. And he's saying, it's time to let that go. Let yourself believe it. In his channel, I think it was, he kept on saying, you know, is it real? He kept over and over saying that, and they're going to keep asking that this year. Is it real? Is it real? Any of this stuff that we're experiencing? Is it just the product of a crazy imagination? Or is it real? Are we really going through an intense transformational process, learning to understand that we are God also? And he said, it is real if you allow it to be. If you allow it. He went on to say,
you're struggling right now. You hear our words of divine integration. You hear our words of being God, but you don't know if you are ready for that yet. You don't know if you can accept it. Dear friends, in the words of a very wise teacher, God is ready to be human now. Can human be ready to be God?
I love that statement. God is ready to be human now. Is human ready to be God? Don't need to say much more about that. He went on to say,
these cycles that we have discussed here, the cycles of the expanding identity, these are not just one-time cycles. You'll go through them over and over again. Oh, great. You've gone through...
I'm sorry. You're playing the part of Tobias here. No editorial. I get to do the editorial. Thank you.
You will go through them over and over again. You have gone through more than one awakening. You have gone through more than one time of processing. You have gone through many, many releases. You have gone through much transmuting.
It kind of helps make sense of sometimes. You know, you feel you're going backwards. You know you're really not. You just feel you are. But he says it's you go through continual cycles. And when we were chatting about this last night as I was writing this up, he says, you know, if you just go through it all at once, it would literally blow you up, burn you out. So it's cycle after cycle. But each time it's a little easier. You learn a little bit more. It almost gets to be kind of a game. Oh, good, I'm going to go through another awakening. I'm going to go through another processing. Not like the first time. It'd be easier and fun, but over and over. I remember one time at the first Crimson Circle school that we did, somebody got up and asked the question one night to Tobias. They were real angry. They said, Tobias, when's their closure? You know, when do we have closure? And Tobias says, never. There's no closure on this. It's a, you know, we continue to learn and grow. You know, God continues to learn and grow all the time. There's no closure, but we can turn it from being a struggle into joy.
What's the cookie here, though? I mean, what's the incentive?
You chose it. Okay. You went on to say,
now, each time you come to the end of a cycle, you create new energy.
There is the cookie.
Oh, great. Thank
there you.
There
you go. You ask the question, so answers on the next slide.
The completion of the cycle creates new energy. The new energy now is available to you in the next cycle that you go through. Each cycle will become easier. Another cookie. It will become broader. It will become more defined. It will be deeper. It will have so much more clarity to it. New energy is created when you come to the end of each cycle.
So, yes. Yes. Oh, gosh, that feels good. I love that new energy. I can't spend it, but it sure feels good. See, that's my editorial.
That's all right,
good. You got to be the straight man here.
Okay,
all right.
Straight.
Next slide.
Wait. I'm getting straight.
Okay.
When we talked about the fifth seal, dear friends, the alarms went off on our side. We realized there was very, very much stuck energy here. The energy of struggling. The energy of suffering. It is still embedded so deep within you that you are not completing these cycles in a balanced fashion.
What Tobias is talking about here, for those who don't know, in the July channel in Breckenridge, he talked about the seven seals. You might have read about them in the Bible. But he defined them in a whole different way. And he talks about the seal, I think it went from first seal is separation. The next one is self-awareness. The third one was Satan. Fourth one was
sin,
and then suffering was the fifth one. Sixth one was salvation. There are a lot of flies in here today.
Yeah. Did you shower?
Yes. And the seventh one was the new understanding of self. So he said when they were going through the seven seals channel with everyone, he said they really realized how stuck the fifth seal of suffering was. That we had just had that embedded in our consciousness that we had to suffer. So he said, we're still carrying that around. He went on to talk about it and say,
when it comes to integrating with the divine, you get stuck. You try to go to your next cycle without completing the essence of that integration of divine. You don't feel worthy. You think that you need to suffer. You create a new cycle in your life, but built into the cycle, the awakening process, releasing, transmuting, integration within that cycle, you build in suffering once again.
So we're going through the series of cycles of awake, process, release, integrate. But because we're so embedded with that suffering, we actually like almost project suffering into the next cycle we're going to go into. We actually build that into the whole design of our next cycle. And he's saying it's time to let go of that suffering. Don't build it into the processes. Let it go. Open it up. Went on to say,
religions do more to affect the consciousness of humanity than anything on earth. If changes are made in the religions, changes will be made in consciousness. Then all things can move forward to their next cycle with ease and grace and love.
So he's pulling this all together now. He's got, you know, Pope John Paul II. What's still there, with us in this meeting. He's talking about these cycles, now talking about the stuck energy in suffering and saying that religions have such an impact on consciousness and furthermore.
But dear friends, there is an old energy that is deeply embedded in the planet now. It is suffering. It needs to be removed. In your religious and spiritual studies these past several thousands of years, whether it was in Christianity, Buddhism, being a Muslim, or any of the rest of these, they continue to carry the energy of suffering. You continue to think you need to suffer on your spiritual journey. It is time to let this go.
It is. So, he went on to say,
the churches on earth right now need to change. They have a dead man nailed to a cross. That's the first thing you see when you walk into so many churches. You open the doors, and what energy greets you in this holy house? A dead man nailed to a cross. Dear Shambra, it is time to take Jesus off the cross. It represents the suffering that's been placed directly in the way of the divine and human melding. How can humans move to a new understanding that they are God also if there's suffering, punishment, death that greets them?
Tobias is saying that the cross is a divine symbol. And it's an equal intersection, and the vertical element represents the divine or heaven. The horizontal represents humanity, but they cross, they intersect and meet. And he said it was a holy symbol or sacred geometry or whatever for a long, long, long time.
I mean, forever. I mean, that's documented.
Oh, that goes way back.
Between,
yeah.
Even back in the cave paintings, they think that's that went that,
yeah.
that far.
And he says, you know, of course, in the past that we've all came in, we're all on earth around the time of Yeshua. Some of us knew him. Some of us were just on earth. But bringing in the divine seed, we knew it was time to begin the process that would wake that up. So what happens in that lifetime is Yeshua, or Jesus, quote unquote, dies for our sins. In other words, suffers for us, or he's the icon of suffering. And on top of that, the church nails him right in front of the sacred symbol. It's almost like a guard or a warning sign right at the doorway to that divine integration. Say, if you try to be God also, look what's going to happen to you. And he says, it's time to take Jesus off the cross.
I like the one where somebody made the example too. What if the aliens come someday and they come to humanity and say, show us your sacred places, show us your special places. What would that look like if they open the door to a church and the first thing they see is this human nailed to a cross, you know, with bloody thorny crowns and everything else? What would they think?
A dead guy and a sacred symbol, but it's almost like a gargoyle at the door saying, you better watch it if you think you're going to enter. So that's the energy of suffering that's still there. You got to have suffering. So he went on to say,
we challenged our group in Germany a week ago, and we challenge you also. We say this somewhat jokingly, but mostly seriously. Go to your churches. Talk to the priests and ministers and ask them to take Jesus off the cross. People blew apart here. Dear Chambra, can you be bold? Are you ready?
Now, I haven't heard of anyone going out to the churches. Anybody here done that? Gone in the last week or so? Okay. But it would be interesting to see what happens. And I think Tobias is actually more serious than he was joking. But, you know, what would happen if you went down to the local church? And well, we won't do that. They're still praying for us here in the canyon. But, you know, take Jesus off the cross. It would be really interesting to see how they reacted, see what they said. So Tobias throws a challenge out, says, are you bold? Are you ready? So,
by the way, anybody that wants to pray for us, I have a message.
Yes.
In love only.
In love only.
No.
Thank you. Thank you. So anyway, it was an interesting channel. Oh, and he continued on.
Oh, yeah.
And on the long channel.
I'm getting straight.
Yes.
Can you let suffering out of your life? Can you release it so that you can allow the pure integration of divine and human? You've let suffering become such a part of your belief system that even when you release everything else, you forgot to release suffering. God does not want you to suffer. God does not want you to go through all of these difficult and challenging things. Spirit wants you to have joy, the opposite of suffering, joy in your life and joy in your creations.
Saying once again, it's so deeply embedded, we just accept it as our reality. Well, we got to suffer. We're humans. And he's saying, you don't have to anymore. You can let that go. You can open that fifth seal, release the embedded consciousness of suffering, and have joy in your life and be proud of it. And you don't have to suffer for anyone else either. You know, we tend to do that sometimes. We take on their suffering and our own. We take on the pain and the woes of the world. You know, they're going to have the same opportunity to let it go, but they need to have a teacher that's already been through it and says, no more suffering in my life. So it's time to let that go.
Ooh, bit
funny typeface. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so it was an interesting channel. We've got a few minutes. Let's talk about some of the recent. We've had fun the last couple of weeks.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we went 2 weeks ago. We did a workshop in Reno, Nevada. We did it at the Hilton. It was a small group, but that was good because it was the debut of the You Are God Also workshop. We had no idea what we were going to do, but it worked out well. We had a good time. Tobias started out that workshop with a short channel. We went through a lot of interesting discussion about the whole concept of You Are God Also. I mean, we tore it down. Excellent group reaction, really some wonderful, strong people there like Kathleen. We had a great discussion, wonderful channel at the end of the day.
A lot about the reality of all this.
Yeah, a lot, yes.
It was really a good channel.
And then the next day, we went to Lake Tahoe.
And our little Catholic boy got so flushed.
Oh, my gosh. We went to Lake Tahoe, and beautiful Sunday morning. It was on the lake. It was probably 60 degrees. Sun shining, we gathered.
You can see how everybody was really excited and having a great time.
This was during the channel, and they were relaxed.
They're passed out.
No, they're not passed out. They're having a good time. They had their clothes on. So anyway, it was supposed to be just a Q&A, but Tobias talked on and on and on about 35, 40 minutes.
Before the Q&A.
Here's another group shot. See there, I think they're. Yeah, they're somewhat alert, yeah. But we had a Q&A at the end. And by the way, this channel and the Q&A are on tape and it'll be available on the internet next week. But somebody, I don't know who it was, somebody asked Tobias about the importance of the human genitalia. and it was somebody who was... Two somebodies? It was a combined question, you and who else? Oh!
Are you going to ask the question? I said, yes. And then I dared Linda to ask it.
And, you know, I never would have asked it if she hadn't dared me. So yeah.
I mean, it was a good question, but about, you know, I was so...
How many times did you have to stop? How many times did he have to ask?
Embarrassing. Tobias is like, Caldrum, out of the way. We have some important stuff to talk about. And then as he got going, I mean, I'm like cracking up laughing because of the circumstance, you know, and everything. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, and I was thinking in my mind, could you imagine if the fundamentalists get hold of this and say, and they just take parts and pieces like, you know, I won't even go there. But he basically said in clinical terms, which is not how he presented it, but in clinical terms that this was such a wonderful,
there might be minors listening to this.
You haven't heard me, huh? There's such wonderful healing in this area. And if facilitators would begin to work with this and people would begin to work with it, that there's such tremendous healing here. But yet, because of our guilt and shame and all and the suffering and everything else, this area is blocked. And he said, but this is the fastest way to healing, you know, of any, whether it's, well, I won't even go into
it. So let's go home and
he was very graphic. He was so graphic about it. When I opened my eyes after the channel, I expected to see everyone with their clothes off doing funny things. And so I opened them very slowly. there was a lot of other great questions, but that one in particular was... Oh. So, oh, and then afterwards we all took a boat ride on the paddle wheel in Lake Tahoe. It's just a beautiful day. So we'll probably do that every year, go out to Tahoe, and it's a great weekend. Last weekend... We were in Hot Springs, Arkansas. I've never been there before.
In fact, we have really awesome sponsors that asked us to do it. And I got into it after. I really did actually get into it. But at one point, they walked up to me and they said, are you really liking this? Is it really okay? And I said, sure. And they said, really? And I said, well, yeah. And they go, well, do you remember that the first time when we asked you about it, you said, no, hell no?
Yeah. Arkansas is actually very pretty. Beautiful weather. We had a one-day workshop, about 50 people. Good group of people.
Nice.
And actually, the day before the workshop, about half the group got together and dug for crystals. We were sitting right on a vein. You know, the whole Hot Springs area sits right on a vein. There's old volcanic activity there. And, I mean, you go along the ground, you know, like you see here, and you just have a little scraper, and it's just crystals all over. I mean, it's incredible. Linda brought back about 50 pounds of crystals from Hot Springs. Nice six-point crystals, clusters.
Double.
I mean, it was just incredible. So
I never had so much fun getting that dirty in my life.
Yeah. Oh, it was dirty, and it was fun and great. The day after the workshop, about half the group said, we're gonna rent some boats, some pontoon boats, and go out to this little island on Lake Ouachita, which is a huge, beautiful lake. And we're going to do a channel out there. So we all got on the boats. We had a whole line of them going. I drove one of the boats. That was cool.
That was scary.
It was scary. And so then we went out to the island, and it was a phenomenal channel. It was just incredible.
Dynamite.
There was one of the attendees that was at the workshop, a wonderful man, and I know you're listening right now. He brought his whole family out with him. And
incredible family.
I think it's safe and fair to say that it was an Amish Mennonite family, which was just their energy is incredible. But the religion itself and the culture, the Amish culture and the Mennonite religion, very difficult, very, very strict, extremely strict. And their whole family was there. The channel that Tobias did was basically directed at the kids. And it was like taking the essence of everything Tobias has talked to us about, but putting it in simple, simple terms. It wasn't esoteric. It wasn't difficult to understand. And it was just, God loves you no matter what, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done. God's love is unconditional and pure. And don't ever let anyone ever tell you that it's anything else. It was a phenomenal day.
Most incredibly, just a nice, it's an incredible feeling to be around this family and really incredible parents and eight of the most incredibly just wonderful,
well-behaved kids. Yes.
Really nice kids.
Yeah.
And it was just humbling, actually. And that actually, that Q&A, I was dubbing it the other day, that is really an incredible channel. What I liked about it was, if, you know, there's a lot of this stuff where it's like where you want to say something to somebody and you don't even know how to put it into words. Where do you put it into words for somebody that you know he doesn't even understand the first thing about what this is? Well, it put it in very safe terms. So I liked it a lot because I picked up on a couple of phrases that they used that if you want to explain it to somebody else that isn't involved in metaphysics or more of a new age thought, new energy thought, that this, it was really, really quite well done. I was really impressed with Tobias.
And then the father asked Tobias a question during the Q&A, basically about the Mennonite and Amish, and Tobias gave a long answer, a good 10-15 minute answer, explained why he was there with this group right now, why he was going through all the difficulties with the group, and basically how he's there to help. He said basically that it's a spiritual family, an angelic family, with the Amish, and they know they're stuck, but they don't know how to get out of stuck. So he was there to help guide them out of it, even though he was being considered somewhat of an outcast.
Well, and it was interesting, too, because he also added that part of the reason he was there to come back to be with it was because he was part of the original group that formed it in the first place. And so he was part of the responsibility for that structure that we're living within in the first place. And the other interesting thing was he made that connection to the numbers of groups on the planet are like that. Is, you know, Israel and there were a couple others he named.
One of the things that I don't know if it was said in the channel, but I don't know if it's on the tape, but there's such an embedded Satan energy in this group.
That was in the
channel. And I told this to him.
It was in the Q&A too.
You know, I was concerned that he said, what do you mean Satan energy? You know, the church, you know, does nothing but try to keep Satan away. And he said, but that's the whole thing. You're so locked into that old energy. Satan energy is duality, basically, you know, good, bad, right, wrong. He said, you're so busy fighting what you consider to be wrong or evil that you become it. In a sense, you become so locked in. And he said it's a wicked, wicked energy. It's very difficult to release. When it's been pounded into you since childhood, and everyone in your community is, you have to do just the right thing or Satan's going to get you and God's not going to let you into heaven. That is a wicked energy to let go of. You know, most of us are fortunate to have a little bit more liberal upbringing, so we don't have that heavy guilt, that old energy. But I give him and his family a lot of credit for breaking new ground. So.
And, you know, a lot of the churches that, you know, if you think about it, that's exactly what they say. If they say if you're not doing the right thing, then you are being, you know, then you become Satan because you're doing the wrong thing. I mean, if you think about it, it's really mind-boggling, the conditioning, if you go along with that thing all the time.
And once you release that energy, you don't have the duality anymore. You don't have this thing, well, if I do wrong, you know, I'm going to go to hell. If I do wrong, Satan's going to take over or you know, somebody's going to come in and take over my body and mind. You don't have to deal with that anymore. You just let it go and you realize, I am God also.
Oh, and the big message was, stop trying to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. Upcoming workshops. Next weekend, we're in Toledo.
Don't we have a break?
No. There are no breaks here. Toledo, Ohio.
Who wanted that schedule?
So if you're listening in online, if you're anywhere in the area, come on to Toledo. This will be a two-day You Are God Also workshop. Weekend after that is Huntsville, Ontario, Canada, two-day workshop. That's filling up pretty quickly right now.
Yes, that is.
A lot of people are signing up. So if you're interested, you might want to do that soon. And I'm rushing through these just so we get through everything.
No problem, Jeff.
Channeling workshop in Santa Fe, New Mexico, October 23rd through the 26th. This is a good workshop, and I think a lot of people here have been to it, but It's interactive. And we call it the channeling workshop, but really all you're doing is learning to feel again. And once you start feeling, once you open up your feelings, then you become aware of everything, whether it's the vibrations or communications of other people, of angels, of yourself. It's just it's 2.5 days of learning to open up again. Then we're going to Minneapolis, keynote speaker at the Edge Expo on Sunday, November 16th.
Oh, do they put you at the end of the calendar?
They save the best for last. They also save the only channeler at the Expo.
Yes.
They put it at the end. It's like, oh, yeah, come on up. But I am considered a keynote speaker.
I think it's awesome.
I'm up there with Von Prague.
Yeah.
There's four of us that are keynotes.
Yeah.
Thank you. See?
I wasn't trying to minimize you. I'm sorry.
And he's going to start the thing, and I'm going to end it. And
you didn't take that personal,
no,
did you?
No, because things are going good, as you'll see in just a moment here. Australia in late November, we're going to spend Thanksgiving in Australia or something like that.
Melbourne.
Doing two workshops. And then the Now Year celebration, that's a New Year celebration. We're going to have live music. And Ralph Nichols, who's in the back here, formerly with the Letterman, is going to be performing. So,
and he's fun.
And he's fun. He's
His
got
music
good music.
Is fun.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, what do you mean by that? anyway, it'll be a fun weekend. We're still shaping up the schedule. Some good workshop types things, but a lot of fun.
He was at the Light Conference. That's
yes.
All I know. Okay.
And I'm just going to skip through this because of time.
New Year's. We are going to do a sit-down, serve dinner, which is we don't normally do that. So if you're really interested in it, we really kind of need you to step up because I have to make a commitment, a pretty big commitment to the hotel either way and because of this dinner thing. So if you think you might be interested, really let us know.
Yep. And we'll put more of the schedule on the website. Other things coming up, all of these will be on the website. We're doing a limited retreat in Hawaii, limited in terms of the number of people. And then on to, in 2004, on to Mexico, Romania, Israel, Norway, England, and you tell me now, Colombia?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that's kind of the schedule. All the details are on the website. You can sign up right on the website. It takes your money right then and there and registers you, and that's a wonderful thing. So,
Dan and Brinkley.
And Dan and Brinkley also. Von Prague, Dan and Brinkley.
Somebody else. And Jeff Hoppe, the Tobias Channel.
Yeah. Also, in the good news department, beginning next month, Tobias Channels will be featured in every issue of...
Sedona Journal of Emergence.
Very cool. It was a beautiful story while we were in Europe. The editor wrote to Michelle McHale and said, "You know, we've heard of Tobias, but don't know anything about him. But people keep talking about the Tobias materials. Would you send us a channel?" So we got back. We coordinated with Michelle, got the editor, Orion Swanson, a copy of a channel, sent it to her like one afternoon. And two hours later, I got an email back from her and said, "We would like you in every issue."
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, yeah.
Tell them what channel you sent.
I sent her a recent channel. Linda's saying, "You're cheating." I sent her a recent channel. I sent her the Seven Seals. Huh? What would you have done? I mean, you know. So... And actually, I'm trying to figure out which channels to send, but this opens up a whole new group of readers. I think their circulation's about 120,000 worldwide. And a whole new group. It made me think about how far this group has come in these past couple of years. We've gone through a lot of territory, and there's going to be a whole new group moving in. If we started them with the current channels, other than like the Seven Seals, but, you know, Tobias takes us on a path that's pretty contemporary, pretty to date of what we're going through. And I'm assuming all this is happening because there is yet a whole nother group ready to go through a lot of the process. So I'm going to go and take basically best of Tobias back from the beginning.
Oh, like the TV stations.
Lost Children of Christ.
Gotta go.
I mean, that's got to be in there. And some of the ones about Stand Behind the Short Wall.
Oh,
and
that's my favorite.
And Oven of Grace and a lot, you know, some of the classics, you know. So it'll be cool. But it'll be very interesting. If you're familiar with Sedona Journal, they have, it's nothing but channelings. It's very galactic, and it's going to be interesting to see how Tobias plays, because Tobias doesn't get real galactic, as you know.
Are you going to put in that channel where he talks about the aliens and who they really are?
Actually, I am. I am. Absolutely. You know, Tobias says, yeah, they're real, but it's just you from the past. Don't get caught up in it. There's no galactic federation up there that's higher and mightier than you. They may try to tell you that, but they're just waiting to see if you get it. It's you from the past, in a sense, saying, have you gotten it yet? Have you integrated divine and human? Can you feel and say and know the words, I am God also? And if you bow down before the aliens, they'll go back to wherever, Galactic Central, and say, they still don't get it. They still don't get it. So.
Wait, 1 minute. Now, I really wasn't trying to minimize your thing with the Edge Expo, but really, seriously, that is such good news. The Edge calling him and asking him, he's the only channeler, and the Sedona Journal. You know, we've had people telling us for a long time that they were talking to Sedona about our work, and we've just stood, you know, in what Jeff's doing, and we just stood back. And so it was incredible that nothing was ever said to them. They contacted
sure.
Michelle, so it was a real sweet gift to have them come to Jeff and say, wow, good material. We'd like to have you be a regular person without ever even having put the first issue out within minutes. So, really, Jeff, congratulations.
Thank you. Nice day. Okay, we're going to. Oh, before we leave, a special thanks to everyone who's sending in donations. It helps make all of this possible. I also got a couple ugly emails last month after I announced at the meeting. I said, guys, there's, I forgot what we figured, 10,000 people that are participating in this material on a regular basis. 60,000 a month go to the website. About 124 are actually contributing to make it possible. Somebody wrote me a nasty email and said, all you people ever do is talk about money. I try not to. I used to never even mention it.
Jeff would
just
rather
I don't like even talking about it.
No, not
so all I'm going to do is thank those who are donating, and I'm not going to make anyone else feel guilty. All right.
So thank you.
So thank you. Right. You know, emails are funny sometimes, yeah. You know, and somebody got all upset. All you people, the whole meeting talked about money. I'm like, what meeting were you at?
Know.
You must have been at the church down there. But not here. Anyway, thank you all very much. We're going to take a 20-minute break. That puts us at 20 to 3. For those on the Internet, we're going to play some lovely music, recorded music, and we'll come back for some live stuff.